This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Imagine being in the Army and watching a presentation about extremism. Up pops a slide with the title Terrorist Groups, and under it are labels that identify the National Right to Life and anyone with a Choose Life license plate as an extremist. Mind you, this slide just followed the slide of a terrorist group, ISIS. This is not the first time we've seen such Army training slides. During the Obama administration, we discussed on my radio program other slides that identified evangelical Christianity, Catholicism, and Mormonism as different forms of religious extremism. Daniel Runyon is the senior counsel and chair of the Military Practice Group at First Liberty Institute. Her editorial documents what I just discussed and then goes on to explain that this incident at Fort Liberty was not a one-time error. When members of Congress denounced such activity in their letter, the Army response was the slides were not vetted and implied this was an exception. Danielle explains that the repetitive nature of these events in the Army over the past decade, as well as the woke ideology that has plagued our nation and has destroyed the careers of thousands of religious service members over the past 4 years, make it hard to believe this wasn't intentional. She mentions a briefing given to the Army personnel at Camp Shelby that identified the American Family Association as a hate group. At another briefing, the Defense Equal Opportunity Institute explained that it considered extreme leftist organizations to be a reliable source for training. You know, if the Army wonders why they're having trouble recruiting Christians to serve in the military, they might want to look at what they're teaching in these training sessions. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.